Hey, this is BJ Gajor on behalf of Greg Justice for the Corporate Bootcamp System, how to launch a five-figure corporate fitness bootcamp profit center. And this is our fourth session about the nutritional component, which is by far the most important component when we're talking about client results. And you get these clients results that last, and you get them as fast as possible. You're going to put yourself in a great position to land corporate accounts that will mean a whole lot to your bottom line. So let's get started. Why the food pyramid sucks. The food pyramid relies on outdated models. It does not take into account new research. It's based on recommendations that are for people that are more active than we really are. It does not take into account the fact that most people in the Western societies are very sedentary, and in particular when it comes to carbohydrate recommendations, they are way too high considering how sedentary we are. The desk jobs that most of us have really do not require a whole lot of energy, and that's really what's going on right now, is just an excessive amount of carbohydrate and a total lack of activity. It's been a vicious combination, and it has resulted in this obesity epidemic that we see, particularly at the work site where we're going to try to make some changes. In addition, obviously, there's conspiracy theorists around as well, but, you know, there's obviously some politics involved, and food manufacturers are big supporters of the food pyramid because, particularly when it comes to grain and the corn industries, the food pyramid promotes the consumption of those particular foods in large amounts, which makes those people a lot of money. And in fact, all the research we know coming out at this point makes it very clear that corn is a big part of the problem. So, again, you know, the food pyramid, they recently updated it, but again, there's still a lot of carbohydrate recommended on a regular basis, and to not have any sort of consideration of activity levels is a big problem. Debunking the lies and myths of weight loss. Weight loss does not need to be confusing, but it tends to be because there's just so many things out there, so many different diets, so many different training programs, so many different training pieces of equipment or gadgets that promise fast results, that promise it, you know, an easy way out, and it's just not how it works. And we know that as professionals, and we have to do a great job educating our people that there is no easy way out, that it's basically changing your life. You're changing the way you eat, you're changing the way you move, and you're doing it on a regular basis if you want to maintain that result for the rest of your life. And the good news is there's been a lot of great research that has come out, which has now given us direction. You know, the fitness industry is a very young industry, but lots of studies have come out that now support what a lot of us have seen in the real world when it comes to getting people results and what does work and what doesn't. And in reality, there are a lot of different ways to get it done, and that's demonstrated by how many different methods people use to get people results. But the key is we got to stop jumping from one plan to the other. And basically commit to doing things the right way, just finding a system that works and working the system. Really the key to getting this done. And end of the day, people usually don't follow plans that are laid out because the plans aren't laid out clearly or concisely enough. There's just too much information for people, and you got to understand there's a lot of red flags that people have with regards to nutrition. If they see certain, you know, you hand someone a big old manual, and the first thing, just think about, you know, for you, you buy a new TV, and you got to install that TV, and you open up the box, and there's this huge instruction manual, and bullet points, and step by step, and you're just overwhelmed by it. This analysis by analysis occurs, or you know it, you just want to shut it down and just pay someone else to install the TV for you, or find somebody else who's good at installing TVs. So you've got to make it really simple for them. It's got to be done for you. And don't worry about telling them too much on the science end. Tell them all they need to know to buy into the plan, but the key is providing them with the blueprint that they can follow and get results. What do we know from the research? What we do know is that people primarily consume refined carbohydrates, lots and lots of refined carbohydrates, the stuff in boxes and packages, the stuff in the middle of the stores, the stuff that is cheapest, you know, and there's a lot of economics involved with the way we choose our foods. The best foods for us are the most expensive, and the stuff that is the worst for us is the least expensive. So, you know, you'll find, depending on who you're working with at these corporations, particularly on the factory side of things where there's a lower income involved. And they've really got it. They've got to work their grocery store and find the best deals, and it'd be tough for them to find, buy all organic. You gotta understand what's effective versus what's optimal when working with corporate clients, and understanding the people you're working with and their income levels and all that stuff. So recommend what's best, but always be willing to find a way to work around any socioeconomic limitations that might present themselves with your clients. In addition, it tells us that non-starchy carbs provide more nutrients and less of the junk. So where most people are consuming processed flours and sugars, there's just a total lack of consumption in comparison with fruits and vegetables and whole grains and all that good stuff. And that's really what we're going to try to shift when it comes to your clients, getting into produce. Produce is the key, and we'll touch on that more later. We don't hardly eat any non-starchy carbohydrates. We don't eat a whole lot of fruits and vegetables. There are some people that don't get any fruits or vegetables over the course of a day. And that's just tragic from a micronutrient standpoint, how many vitamins and minerals they're missing, how many antioxidants, phytochemicals, and just total lack of fiber in their diet, which is probably a big part of the reason why they're overeating, because they just aren't keeping themselves full between meals. And these nutrient deficiencies cause a host of problems. The problems that we see at the workplace in terms of disease and just systemic inflammation in the body, illness, missing work. This is all the stuff that we have to address when we're working with these corporate clients. And again, these nutrients are critical to a proper metabolism. So if we want to get these people results and have them build muscle, burn fat, improve their energy, you can't miss these critical micronutrients. Otherwise, no exercise plan can fix a nutritional deficit. So you've got to work that out, and we're going to touch on how we're going to do that. So why is it that we chase all these diet programs? Well, because it's a lot easier in the mind of most people to just diet than it is to exercise or do both. A diet is also a lot more accessible than an exercise program. You can diet on your own. Now, when you exercise, you can try exercise on your own, but if you don't know what you're doing, you might be afraid of getting hurt, or just you need someone to push you. So you're putting yourself out there a lot more when you exercise, in terms of if you're really in a bad shape, don't know how to move very well, it can be embarrassing to start exercise. Well, with a diet, you can do that behind the scenes. It's the most accessible way to get involved with changing your fitness, which is why there are so many more diet products out there than there are fitness products or workout programs. And there still are a lot of those workout programs, but, diet programs are a dime a dozen. But the reality is there's so many of them because most people don't even follow them past a couple weeks, or they might just buy the book and never even get started. So the key is, we need to focus on what we know works, both in the real world and what the research shows us. And again, everything has to be clear and concise and done for you when it comes to providing nutritional programs to your campers and clients, because they're busy, they're lazy, they want to be told exactly what to do. So always remember that when it comes to programming, whether it be nutrition, workout, whatever, for your campers and clients. So what does work? If you want to really break it down to the minimum in terms of what it is to get results, burn fat, build muscle, improve energy, is protein and produce. It's the stuff on the outsides of the grocery store, the perimeter of the store. And where most people focus on the middle of the store, the perimeter is where all the good stuff happens. So again, it's important not to talk in a language that your campers will understand. When you say protein and produce and drill that into their heads, that will be the key for these people. And of course, I'd obviously throw water in there and the appropriate nutritional supplements. But again, if it came down to two words, protein and produce, and a good coach needs to really drill these words into the minds of the people that they work with. So protein and produce is a great way to start, and now we're going to kind of get more specific going from there. So when we look at what is a good nutritional plan, what's going to get results, what is going to provide, the clothing size reduction, the weight loss, the fat loss, the improvements in energy, the increases in strength, improved health profiles. Well, the first thing we want to do is minimize refined and starchy carbohydrates and focus on high fiber, nutrient dense carbs. So that means it's pretty much, moving all the sugary packaged stuff to the side. Bread, rice, pasta, all that stuff, pastries, desserts, sweets. That's the stuff we don't need. It's extra, and if it's extra, it shows up on the body. What we want to focus on are the high-fiber, nutrient-dense carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables. And again, if we are going to be choosing starches, make sure that they are, you know, 100% whole grain, because fiber is key. Fiber is really critical when it comes to weight loss. As a professional, you obviously know that it helps keep you full between meals, which will help curtail excessive calorie intake, particularly later on in the day when most people do kind of come home stressed out and have that kind of kill shot meal to end the day, often accompanied with alcohol, that will just derail their plan and their progress. So again, we want to shift from consuming grains, even if they're 100% whole grain. That's great, but I mean, if you look at what's in vegetables and fruits versus whole grains, fruits and vegetables just have so much more to offer, and again, that's the produce component of the protein and produce combination that's going to change people's lives like you've never seen before. So again, nutrient-dense, high-fiber carbs, high-fiber intake across the board. We try to get as much fiber in as you can on a daily basis. You know, we should ideally get at least 25 to 35 grams of fiber a day, but, you know, there's nothing wrong with a little bit more fiber in that diet. And again, you know, incorporating things like flax meal and, you know, nuts, those types of things that aren't really considered carbohydrate foods, but also have fiber as well. It's important just to get that high fiber intake to help keep you full and keep that digestive system, you know, moving on full tilt. Higher protein intake. I don't want to say high because there's a lot of misconceptions that come with that, but most people don't really consume enough protein, and protein is just one of those foods that has just a host of benefits in terms of increasing metabolism. It has a very high thermic effect, twice the thermic effect of fat and carbohydrate, in the sense that it, you know, it's more than twice as energy costly to digest protein whenever you eat it. So just by eating more protein, you're going to increase metabolism and burn more calories and get better results that way. It's going to help improve recovery from the high-intensity workouts that they're doing on site, which is critical. We don't want people to be sore or too sore. You know, excessive soreness is a great way to, you know, give someone a reason to quit working out. So adequate protein intake is key. It's also the key to changing their bodies and changing their metabolism. Protein is the only thing that actually builds and repairs tissue in the body, and we always want to have as much as possible a positive nitrogen balance in the body where we are. And in the actual whole cycle of protein turnover, tissue turnover, we are building more than we're breaking down. So it's very important. And again, protein also helps keep people full. You know, it's about food choices. You know, you can tell someone eat as much chicken as you want, chicken and broccoli as they want, and tell someone eat as much pizza as they want, you're going to get a totally different result, both in how much they consume, in addition, in terms of how they feel the next day and their actual response from the body. So, you know, obviously people are not going to OD on chicken and broccoli. You're going to get full. You're going to be satisfied. And with pizza, at least if you're me, I can go until I pass out. So, again, it's about choosing the right foods. And with that comes the right frequency of meals. If you look at any, we talked about how many diet books there are out there, but if you look at the, you know, all of them have basic tenets across the board that tend to be implemented. And one of them almost always seems to be the idea of meal frequency, eating every 2 to 4 hours, helping keep blood sugar stable for very steady energy throughout the day, helping prevent overeating later in the day because of the starving effect, you know, making sure the body knows that food's available every 2 to 4 hours so it does not go to starvation mode and start breaking down excessive muscle mass that we're trying to build during the workouts and storing fat and releasing a lot of cortisol. So frequent meals are extremely important for a wide variety of reasons. And again, it's just one of those things that, you know, every good diet or nutritional program tends to have. So let's focus on the commonalities of all these diets and try to incorporate what we can that will actually work. And then again, nutrient timing, you know, the right foods at the right times. I do believe there are bad foods, obviously. The stuff that's synthetic, the stuff that is just purely refined or just you know, a really high fat and carb combination tends to be the worst. But when it comes to carbohydrates, it's just learning that it's the right carbs at the right times. If you're going to have non-vegetable carbohydrates, they should ideally be focused earlier in the day or immediately upon waking for breakfast when you have the best insulin sensitivity, when your body best handles carbohydrates, or ideally within 1 to 3 hours of intensive exercise. And we're talking, you know, the high-intensity circuit training workouts, the cardio interval workouts. We're not talking walking there. Again, it's important to just get people to understand that their carbohydrate intake is entirely based on their activity levels. And if they're doing a lot of high-intensity activity, then they might then require some carbohydrate. If they're not doing a whole lot of high-intensity activity, they've got really a very low carbohydrate requirement. In fact, their vegetable consumption will probably be just enough in terms of giving them the energy they need. So, again, it's just a misconception that you need all this energy throughout the day, when in reality, you know, an hour of high-intensity exercise burns at most 50 to 100 grams of carbohydrate, which is not a lot. That's like 2 to 4 slices of bread. And people that have sandwiches and grains all day, I mean, they're way over their activity needs. So that's another way to educate the client, is just kind of break down the typical food choice and explain to them how much working out they'll have to burn that off. And that tends to make them kind of think about it in a different way. That's a great perspective to have. So these are what we know work. Now, we provided you guys several done-for-you nutritional resources to provide to your campers. Two in particular, the Drop a Dress Size in 21 Days Plan and the Carb Rotation Diet. Now, the Drop a Dress Size in 21 Days Plan is basically just a more focused, deadlined version of the Carb Rotation Diet. And again, a lot of the research now shows that where low-carb diets do have a lot of benefit, and by low-carb, I mean low-refined, starchy carbohydrates, high-fiber carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and mainly vegetables. When we're talking, you know, really accelerating the fat loss plan, because again, fruit does have sugar that will slow the fat loss for your clients. But again, if someone is eating like crap and they're adding in lots of fruits and vegetables, that alone will cause a good change. So just to touch on that. But there is both a normal and a hardcore plan for the Drop a Dress Size in 21 Days plan. The normal is just provides a little more variety when it comes to meal planning. But also requires a little more planning and preparation as well. So the more variety, the more planning and preparation. So that's going to be more for the person who just needs a lot more variety in the way they eat. The hardcore plan is literally just a one-page plan that I personally have given to my clients over the years, and just it guarantees results. I guarantee them a dress size or pant size reduction in 21 days or their money back for any new person that starts with us, you know, as long as they actually do have a dress or pant size to lose, which most people do when they start a fitness program. So it really works well. It's Jason Hunter is a registered dietitian, and he approved the plan, so you can rest assured that it is a plan that is safe and effective and healthy to provide your clients. We're going to touch on that here in a little bit. But in addition, we've also provided the carb rotation diet that Jason put together, Jason Hunter, who is the a registered dietitian and the head of research and development for ProGrade Nutrition, a really high-end, phenomenal supplement company that we'll talk a little bit more about later in the webinar here. But that's basically going to give you 3 months of done-for-you meal plans to tell your campers exactly what to eat. So, you know, it comes down to what we talked about earlier. You know, you want to have as many resources available to your campers as possible, but you also don't want to overwhelm people. So what it always came back to for me is I always had the most success with this one-page plan. If I got over a page, more questions came, more confusion. And though we want to do teach people the lifestyle, we need to get people results. And we want to show these companies that we get the fastest results possible in the area. And that's what's going to make it so appealing for them to actually, you know, contract your services. So in the hope of being able to provide results as fast as possible and get people on board as quickly as possible, we're going to give you guys a plan that I've used with great success in doing that Jason has used as well. But also, you know, for the more long-term lifestyle change of it, we're, you know, a more lengthy plan with lots of variety and that type of thing. So along the way, you can teach them new stuff and keep their nutrition plan, you know, fun and exciting, and, well, as fun and exciting as it can be, because, again, it is nutrition. It's never going to be a concert, you know. It is what it is. So moving to the actual Drop a Dress Size plan. So this is something that we provided to you guys. For this particular one, the hardcore version, it's rebrandable, so you can add your own images, make it your own for your own business, and you'll notice how seamlessly the nutritional supplements from ProGrade are worked into the plan. And we'll talk about these supplements in more detail. If you don't want to use ProGrade, you can obviously substitute what you want, but ProGrade is just a phenomenal company to work with, develop some passive income for you and your business, and great 30% commissions, and really the products work. They're made for fitness professionals by fitness professionals. And I personally take them year-round, and that's why I feel very comfortable recommending to my clients, because I live it and I've gotten great results with it. So this is the plan in a nutshell. And literally, I wasn't joking when I said it's a page. It's easy to understand, easy to explain, and it's bare bones simplicity just to make sure people are doing things right and getting results. And again, it's protein and produce. And it's every 2 to 4 hours you're getting protein and produce. And to accelerate the fat loss, you know, there are three solid meals per day. In between meals, ideally you're supplementing with amino acids or a scoop of prograde protein, which is just giving that dose of protein or amino acids being the building blocks of protein, is just enough to give the body what it needs to not break down muscle tissue and keep starving your fat stores and keep your energy levels high throughout the day, while mimicking the effects of fasting. And fasting is when you truly mobilize, you know, body fat, which you can burn throughout the day through activity and just your basic metabolic rate as well. So that's the whole focus of the plan. We're trying to control your insulin levels. And these are the foods that do not cause a large insulin response. Insulin being the hormone that, when activated in large amounts, not only stops the fat-burning process, but actually starts storing fat. So we want to minimize that as much as possible. Now, insulin can be a good thing at the right times, and that's why following the high-intensity workouts on the Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and actually this is set up for, this would be an example of a Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, where you're doing strength workouts on Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then on Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday, those would be kind of the cardio interval workouts or the off days. Ideally, cardio interval workouts to kind of accelerate results. And then Sunday would be kind of an off day or just an active recovery day. So there's basically, that's how the carb rotation is working here. There's a normal carb day, there's a low carb day, there's a no carb day. And you're cycling through that. The cycling of your carbohydrates is proven to maximize results. Long duration low carb plans will cause a metabolic stall. Your leptin levels will drop too low, and then what will happen is the fat loss process just comes to a halt. So by cycling your carbohydrates in this way, you keep the hormones that you want to keep at a high level to allow your body to keep burning fat nonstop in check, while still allowing your body to deplete your sugar stores enough so that you're burning as much fat, both dietary and stored fat in your body, in between workouts and in the recovery between workouts. So, you know, the workouts themselves will be burning the sugar out of your muscles, and by not overly fueling your muscles with sugar, the deficit will have to come from burning body fat. It's a really simple but a killer program when you approach it that way. And again, it protein and produce every for the main meals, a female and male plan with all the servings listed out. But again, the cool thing about this plan is that you don't have to be ridiculously obsessive about serving sizes. In fact, almost everything is going to be measured with a fist, with the exception of, you know, using a tablespoon or half tablespoon for healthy fats like olive oil and that type of thing. So again, this is a plan that that works in the real world. You don't have to be a world-class chef or a gourmet nutrition expert to learn how to implement stuff like this. And if they want more variety, they can always use the plan that Jason put together. But again, this plan is killer. I just totally vouch for it and what it's done for my clients. And again, notice how we're cycling on the Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday days, which are the strength workouts. Following that workout, they'll choose one of those options for their workout nutrition, which is going to be a 2-to-1 protein, 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio to help build muscle, accelerate recovery from their workouts and their most, you know, their highest intensity days, and keep the hormones at optimal levels. So, and then on the Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday, the lower carb days, there's no workout nutrition. So that's, you know, that's going to really help accelerate the fat loss in those days. And then Sunday, you eat the exact same plan outlined, but no vegetables. So it's actually a zero carb day with just protein and fat, which will really make your body, your body's like an IV drip where it just pulls fat from your, fat will just be mobilized into your bloodstream and just be eating that fat all day. With that plan. And again, the next day, you're back on to having some carbs post-workout. So again, cycling it in this fashion, it prevents plateaus, it prevents the metabolic slowing that can happen with the extended low-carb plans, and it gets people something to look forward to. It's amazing how you'll find, either with yourself, if you actually follow the plan, or with clients, is that they'll actually come to the workout just to get their post-workout carbohydrates. So there's a really cool kind of classical conditioning that takes place where they're starting to associate working hard to earn those non-vegetable carbohydrates, that, you know, the starches, the sugars, you know, even fruit. Fruit is nature's dessert, and you know, if you consume too much dessert, you're going to store some fat, or at least you'll slow the fat loss if you're trying to lose weight. So Last point there is when it comes to unlimited greens, it's pretty much unlimited vegetables, focusing on the greens. The greens have the most most benefits in terms of vitamins, minerals, fiber, antioxidants, all that good stuff. You know, we're talking broccoli, spinach, asparagus, green beans, green leafy lettuce. In general, you know, consume an ample amount of red, green, and yellow peppers, tomatoes, onions, cauliflower. The ones you want to bypass, so you want to eliminate these, are corn, peas, carrots, beets, and potatoes, which are just higher glycemic, starchier vegetables that we can avoid, or if we do have them, you know, limit them to, you know, within, you know, 1 to 2 hours, ideally, of an intensive workout. But again, those are you know, five things that can easily be eliminated, and focusing on the greens will always deliver the best results. Now, in terms of over-delivering, this is kind of a bonus thing I'll suggest. Provide an initial grocery store tour and nutrition seminar on the weekend. You know, so you pick a Saturday or Sunday of a mutually agreeable time with a local grocer, and you invite your corporate campers to come out, and you really over-deliver some personal attention and teach them this stuff that most other corporate programs would never even offer, because, again, it's weekend time on your part. And it is weekend time on their part, but, again, it's a great service to offer if you'd like to do it, to kind of over-deliver and best ensure people really know what they're doing, they get their questions asked, they get excited about changing their lives. Because that's what you're asking them to do. You're asking them to change the way they eat. You're asking them to change the way they've eaten for years. And that doesn't take, you know, you can just hand somebody a plan, but you've got to give more than that if you want people to follow it. So that comes to the next point in terms of providing extra social support and accountability by getting personal with your campers. If you're just starting out in corporate fitness or just fitness in general, you have the ability to provide as much of you as possible. And you need to do whatever it takes to get them results. And a members-only site, you know, personal phone calls, emails, cards, you know, whatever it is that you choose to do, if it's one or all of those, that's going to help make sure you get results with your campers. And if you get results, you're going to get a contract. And don't just think about this in terms of, you know, a three-month program. Think about the potential lifetime value of this client whenever you're working to earn their trust and be the person they choose for this service. So, again, if you have the time to over-deliver, do it. And again, when you are motivating people behind the scenes and getting personal, you'll always get the best results, and that's what it's all about. Another option there, too, to kind of best ensure that they actually do follow it is to kind of set up an in-house corporate transformation contest. You know, optional to have prizes if you want. But again, you know, getting people to kind of commit to something and getting excited about it, some people need a little bit of external motivation. You know, for those that are on the fence, that transformation contest might just be what they need to get going. And again, the cool thing about this drop at dress size and 21 days plan is people can do anything for 21 days. And, you know, we operate our program on a 3 weeks on, 1 week off. And this plan, though, you know, it is marketed as a 21-day plan. This is a plan that my campers pretty much follow year-round. I mean, it's a plan that always works. For general fitness, you just want to be lean and have good muscle tone and athletic and in great shape, this plan works constantly because of the way you cycle the carbohydrates, the way you do, the body never accommodates to the plan. You're always cycling your calories and carbs, and that keeps things moving in the right direction and prevents kind of the stalling that happens with most diets. All right, so now, do you need nutritional supplements? The answer is yes. The fact is, most people very few people consume 10 servings of fruits and vegetables a day that experts recommend we need for optimal health. In fact, I'd argue that most people don't consume more than 2 servings of fruits or vegetables a day, at least in the people that I found initially when working with people that are very overweight and in bad shape. So 10 servings of fruits and vegetables. Now, a serving of fruit or vegetables is a cup or a piece of fruit or a cup of vegetables. I mean, that's only a serving. I mean, if you really think about it, I mean, it's hard to get 10 of those in a day. So, in addition, there are pollutants in the environment that we really can't control with regards to, we don't really know what we're eating, you know, unless you're getting everything organic and you're shopping local and you trust the local farms that you're buying from. There's a risk that you're taking every time you buy food, and we just don't know what is in it, but we do know that pollutants are in the environment, and if they're in the environment, they're definitely in our food as well. We just don't know how much. But, you know, that's just something we have to consider when instructing clients and considering even our own diets. There's stress, family, work, injury, whatever, that people are going through on a daily basis. They're too busy, too focused on what's going on in their life that they find to be more important usually than themselves. Their health is just not that important to most people in the face of, you know, having to pay the next bill or having to pay the mortgage or having to take care of the kids or get them to soccer practice, whatever. So we got to understand that we got to find ways to make this as simple as possible to get everything that people need from a nutritional standpoint without being, you know, an overwhelming task to do so on a regular basis. So we definitely need a multivitamin, without a doubt. That's just something that you look at any of the research that is out there, people recommend a multivitamin. Same thing would be for a essential fatty acid supplement or fish oil. I mean, there's just so many benefits to that, to incorporating that into your diet that, you know, the extra omega-3s, I mean, it's just a no-brainer. So multivitamin, omega-3 supplement, mandatory in my mind in terms of what we need in our diets. Meal replacements, again, you have campers that are just too busy in the morning or just don't have enough time from the time they, after they work out to then go take their kids to school, whatever else, or get to work. A meal replacement is something to consider working in potentially once a day just to fill in those nutritional gaps because, again, a meal replacement will provide, especially prograde, which has a very high fiber dosing and lots of good protein. I believe it's 35 grams of protein and 8 grams of fiber, which is exactly what you need to keep the metabolism revved up and getting that nutritional boost to keep you moving. A missed meal is just tragic, especially early in the day because people will end up binging later in the day because they'll just end up coming home starving. Post-workout needs. We know that the right combination of carbohydrate and protein helps accelerate recovery from the workouts, and if you come back more recovered for your next workout, you'll have better results, and you'll build more muscle, and there's just so many benefits to it. But again, a lot of people need to have a solution to making that simple. And again, proper snacking. I mentioned the prograde protein as an option between meals. You know, we've got to keep people fueled every 2 to 4 hours. We talked about meal frequency, and again, supplements are a very convenient, easy way to fill in the gaps. All right, now the great thing about prograde is do everything for you. And I think that's very important when it comes to, you know, choosing a supplement provider that you go with. And again, you know, I have nothing to do with prograde beyond promoting it and being good friends with the people that own it. We use it for our camps. I use it personally. And Greg and I are just firm believers in giving you guys everything you need to get the best results possible. And working with prograde is just that. So, again, I touched on Jason Hunter is a registered dietitian. Being able to say that you have registered dietitian-approved programs, nutritional meal plans, and supplements comes a long way, especially in a corporate environment where, you know, you need to be a true professional. And the carb rotation diet is phenomenal. It really works well. We provided you guys with a bunch of different options to help incorporate immediately with your campers. And again, it's keeping it brain dead simple so you know exactly what to eat and when. And again, the coolest thing about prograde is not only the, you know, you guys are getting everything you need to get results with your campers, but also tons of done-for-you resources to creating this passive profit center each month where you get these monthly commissions. And a lot of what prograde offers, which is great, are the auto payment options with their plans. So every 30 days I get shipped to me my Health Plus package, which is the multivitamin and the EFA icon. I also get prograde protein shipped, auto shipped. So basically I never, every 30 days I get my next batch. So I'm never missing. And the great thing for you is when you get a lot of people on your campers on this plan, you know, every month you're getting passive income. You know, you're getting these cool 30% commissions each and every month, and your campers are getting great results, and everybody's happy. So again, we'll give you guys the information how to get signed up here. It's free to sign up. Tons of nutritional resources, including flyers, handouts. The products are backed by science. The whole company is founded by fitness pros for fitness pros, fitness pros. Very easy to incorporate exactly what we talked about. And again, the cool thing about what I had set up for you in terms of the hardcore drop a dress size in 21 days plan is that you saw seamlessly the prograde supplements worked into the plan. And again, if you are, you know, you got one brand or line of supplements that you'd rather go with, you can still work with the plan I provided and make that work. But again, this is just what we found to be the best, and it's what we use personally and have gotten great results with it. So no need to buy any inventory, so you don't have to house or stock anything, and everything can be online if you want it to be. And again, 30% commissions on every product you sell, which can add up over the course of the month. A lot of people that I know make a couple hundred bucks, a month on prograde, and, that adds up over the course of the year. That could be a vacation by the end of the year that you might not have otherwise been able to access because you are making the right recommendations to your clients to help them get best results, and by all means, you should definitely be rewarded for that with some passive income. So that's Prograde Nutrition, just a basic shot of the website. How to sign up is very simple. Go to ProgradeCorporate.com and follow the steps to fill out your information and create your own Prograde store. Very cool. You can kind of customize the store to your liking. You can recommend only the products that you feel comfortable recommending. If you don't want to recommend some, you can just uncheck them. You can designate your own username and password, include the sign-up process very quickly, and then you're ready to start marketing Prograde products at that point and start gaining commissions each and every month. Now, how do you incorporate your nutritional supplements? Now, one thing that we've done really well is we use that grocery store tour nutrition seminar that we do with our campers. We do it both for our community campers, and if we were going to start a new corporate account, it's something we would definitely offer to that corporation because, again, it's just over-delivering and making sure you're putting people in the best position to get results. And one of the best ways to do to sell Prograde is right at that nutrition seminar. You take it to the grocery store tour, and then you finish the nutrition seminar, and you explain what each of these supplements do and that you take it and that you get great results with it and the benefits of doing so. And we also provide a done-for-you order form right there where they can fill it out, and that way we can process the orders for them because there's always a disconnect when people are given a form to go or say go online and go buy it there. Most people tend not to there's a very low conversion from offline to online. So offline meaning you're doing a seminar in person, a live event. Very few people actually go back online and buy. So you want to make it that as easy as possible for people to purchase and get the results they're looking for and also get passive commissions for yourself. And that done-for-you order form is a great way to do that. So, the grocery store tour nutrition seminar is a great way to make that happen. You can provide some taste sampling. So if you buy, for example, the meal replacement shake, Prograde Lean, tastes very good. It's a chocolate flavor. You can have a bottle on hand that you just have every month where you can just provide samples and small little dixie cups. And again, you want people to like the taste. If they like the taste, they're much more likely that they will actually buy the product. So sampling works very well. The Cravers, great energy bar, or all organic chocolate energy bar. You can work into the plan as a snack between meals as needed or kind of as the daily dessert treat. Much better option than a Snicker bar. And it tastes great. Those people love. You get someone to try that, and you put yourself in a very good chance to sell some supplements that day. And again, it's whatever you like to promote within your actual system. You can provide the metabolism makeover. Now, one of the cool resources that you get with Prograde is the metabolism makeover. It's a PowerPoint presentation that you can rebrand for your own business, and again, teach people exactly what they need to know about changing their bodies. And teach them all the tools they need to do so, which will all obviously incorporate the supplements we're talking about. For client appreciation and recognition, if you have a camper of the day, week, month, year, if you want to incorporate these supplements as prizes for transformation contests or as a gift for client referrals, you refer X number of clients, you get a free bottle of Prograde protein. Again, whenever you have prizes or gifts, you want to, as much as possible, package in the things that are potentially back-end profit centers for you, these affiliate options, these passive income options that will help raise the lifetime value of your clients. And again, the camper of the week, month, year, if they know like that, camper of the day, for example, maybe they earn a Craver. You buy a couple boxes of Cravers, and each and every month after each workout, the person who showed the most outstanding effort gets a Craver. They eat it right there among the campers, and they love it, and the other campers now know that if they work hard, they can then potentially earn that Craver. And it's a way just to constantly market the supplements you recommend, but in a really kind of non-sale. And again, take the product yourself, because again, part of the reason you probably had success in your fitness career is because you live it. You walk the walk, and it's the same when it comes to recommending supplements. If you don't use these yourselves, don't recommend them. That's ridiculous. You need to at least, if you don't live it, People can tell if you're not very transparent. So, I'm always one to make sure that I will never promote something that I don't personally use myself or believe in, and that's key. And when you do that and you have passion behind promoting something, you're never selling. You're just telling people like it is. through your expertise. A couple quotes that the great Mary Barnick threw in here at the end here. They may forget what you said, but they will never forget how you made them feel. And, you know, that's one of those things. And working with clients, again, your best clients are superstars. Though they may not remember everything that you tell them to do, they don't know all the science behind the plans they follow, they do know that they work, and they do know that they love the way that they feel and look from following the plans. That's always a really cool perspective to have when working with people and approaching the nutritional side of things, because, again, it's tough to get people to buy into this. I wish nutrition wasn't so important, because it would make our job a lot easier, but it is what it is, and the fact is most people, your competitors in particular, are going to be too lazy to do the legwork to actually establish a nutrition system that comes with the training program and integrate the two, because we know that the integrated training nutrition is really what it takes to get the results that land, you know, corporate accounts and get you, change your business, totally change your business. So it's worth taking the time to do it. Without a solid nutritional foundation, your supplementation efforts will fail. So again, one thing Jason Hunter is adamant about outlining is the fact that, yeah, you can get the best supplements of the world, but again, there's no better supplement than a good nutritional foundation. Protein and produce, lots of water, being active, working out with intensity at least 3 days a week, and then filling in the nutritional gaps with the right supplements, and you'll have a great result. So again, supplements are not the be-all, end-all, but they're a great way to fill in the gaps and get people the right results. The results you're looking for, and provide a little extra convenience that otherwise would not be available without them. Jim Labate, a good friend of mine, the CEO of ProGrade, the only limitation you have in life is what you believe is possible. So that's a good one to kind of end on there too. So that's the nutritional module. Mary will be posting the resources for you guys in the Ning Forum. We actually also threw in the grocery store tour blueprint, the nutrition seminar blueprint that I talked about a little bit, kind of give you guys some ideas on how to do that if you do want to incorporate that for your corporate clients, or if not, definitely can use it for your community camps, because it's a hit for us and all the people that we coach. And, you know, all the meal plans we talked about will be in there. So we have a Q&A call this Thursday, 3:30 p.m. Eastern. You'll be notified by email about the call. You can ask us questions about the nutritional systems that you see in the resources section, and we'll square you guys away so that you know how to incorporate a killer, safe, and effective nutrition plan that will help get people crazy results and convince these corporate clients of yours that you're the real deal and they need to pay you some big bucks for a long period of time. So this is BJ Gajor with the Corporate Bootcamp System. Greg Justice is Corporate Bootcamp System. Hope you guys enjoyed it, and I look forward to talking to you guys on the call this Thursday.